Download it for your listening pleasure. This is the Tim and Jess podcast.
Do you think you're an almost person, Jess?
An almost.
Like, I almost did this.
Right.
I was going to do that.
Yeah.
I could have been. I was about to do XYZ.
Yeah, I can be an almost person.
I think you like the idea of something, but the thing itself, that's
hard work.
Yeah, sounds like effort on my part. So I understand that. I've always prided myself. I'm like, okay, if you say something, do something. Mm-hmm. You know, we're doing accountability. The year of 2024 is the year.
It really was the year of accountability.
Yeah. The main one for me was I've always wanted to grow my hair long, and I haven't had a haircut since February because, Jess, you said if I wanted to break my pact, I would have to shave my head bald, razor bald, and I did not want that.
I also offered you other options, but you really seemed to cling on to the bald.
Oh, I think you think eyebrows grow back faster than what they do. You're like, a few weeks, it's months. It's like 6 months minimum for eyebrows.
I also offered you 3 months of mutton chops.
Okay.
There was plenty of options, but you chose to grow your hair out. I'm very proud of you.
This weekend, I became an almost.
Oh.
And I'm almost devastated. Actually, I'm pretty much devastated. Now, I feel like this would happen in a lot of households, but I think it's literally just the time of the year. And my wife, unfortunately, has raised several valid points, completely fine, reasonable things against what it was a 48-hour haze that I'll walk you through now.
Okay.
My wife said, passingly, on Friday night, wouldn't it be nice for our son, Jack? He's only 1.5.
Yeah.
Wouldn't it be nice to get him a goldfish?
Oh.
Right. And then I was like, here we go. I'll do something great. I will, instead of being like, let's work this out together, I will just sort this. I will just do this. And this will be a thing that happens in the household.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, where do you go when your wife says something that, you know, she wants to try and get involved with? Of course, Facebook Marketplace.
Yes, naturally.
That's exactly where I went. And I'm looking at fish tanks. I'm looking at gear. Obviously not buying the fish secondhand.
When was the last time you owned a fish?
Oh, it was 10 years ago. Yeah. And Paul Whalen didn't make it.
There's a great Lalo. 24 to 48 hour period where you go, having a fish is great. And then you start seeing the tank get dirty.
Well, I was very, very, in my mind, I was like, I'm not just going to get a bowl and put a fish in it.
Yeah.
That's a bit sad. Because I've done that before in a share house, and Paul Whalen had the dirtiest bowl ever, and no one wanted to clean it because it would get dirty after 2 days. You have to clean it every 2 days.
Shock.
So I want to look for a filter.
Yeah.
I want to make sure that, like, you know, it's all right, because I want to have, whether it's one or two fish, I'm getting goldfish. Let's go. We're getting fish. And I'm like messaging people on Marketplace, and some people aren't getting back to me immediately. So I'm like, well, you're dead to me. I'll move on to the next person. And so I'm sending off all these messages. Go to bed Friday night. Wake up on Saturday morning to maybe 6 or 7 replies about different fish tanks that I've acquired across Geelong. I bring up to my wife.
You wake up in like a hangover, a fish tank hangover. Oh, God, who did I text?
What happened last night? And I said to my wife, I was like, hey, I did something last night. I know that this is something you mentioned briefly, but I've just like, I wanted to get on the front foot for our family.
I took initiative. Look at this.
And she was, again, it's like 6 a.m. She's like, what is going on? I was like, well, this fish tank's got a filter. This one's got an automatic feeder. This one, like, I can only get the pebbles, but we don't have any, there's nothing like decorative or that I want to get like a plant where they can eat that and like blah, blah, blah. She's going, hey, what? Like, I just said it as like a thing.
And I'm like, oh, she didn't want to commit.
And I was like, I have Sven from Torquay ready. I can do pickup in half an hour. I'm ready to go. And then the rest of, she's like, let's just, like, it's in the lead up to Christmas, just calm down. And I just kept going. I was like, look, I need to get back to these people. Like, they're asking, why have you messaged me if you're not interested all of a sudden? And I was looking online, looking at different types of fishes. And then I realized that over the Christmas period, we'll be home, not home. There'll be people here. Like, we're never really away for too long. But you don't want to be the people that takes a fish away with you interstate.
Weird. Or like, has a fish set up.
Yeah. And we almost got goldfish this weekend.
Sure. Yes.
I became an almost person, and I'm furious. And I know that it's my own fault because I pushed on. And I know that this could happen to a lot of people. But, like, probably the worst time to buy a fish is in the lead up to Christmas.
Maybe start smaller. Go a fighting fish.
No, because they're lonely. I want to get two fish that get to interact, because fighting fish, they're beautiful, but they're deadly and you can't put it with another one. So
it'll teach your son Jack lots of lessons, though.
Yeah. Don't mess with these fins. Yeah. Actually, now I'm back on board.
This is Tim and Jess.
keep this pretty simple. 52232955. What'd your kid break? Now, my son Jack, he's not even a year and a half old. There's nothing immediately that comes to mind where he's broken it. He's right. Not.
Except my heart when he doesn't want to hug me.
Oh, mate, don't even start. He won't even hug his own father, let alone the girl he works with. I almost interrupted like a beautiful moment with my wife.
Yeah.
Because he was giving her the first ever cuddle where he leant in, wrapped his arms around.
Like it was a deliberate cuddle.
He cuddled her, kissed her on the cheek and cuddled her. And she's standing there just embracing it. And I'm off to the side going,
"Some for Dad."
I was like, "My turn. Dad's turn." And then I turn around and my wife's like emotional because it's so important to her. And I was like, "Oh, sorry. Did I ruin that?" Because I wanted to cuddle myself. So, yes, besides broken hearts on 52232955, would love to know what your kid's broken. I saw a thread on Reddit the other day and it was just photos of different televisions.
Oh, God.
That were broken by kids from throwing remotes or controls or their toys at the TVs.
Oh, geez.
I think like financially, I would never recover from a broken television.
Really?
We'd go TV-less. Yeah. we'd be that.
That's what you get. No more wiggles.
We'd be the family that reads.
Yeah.
Because mum and dad couldn't buy another TV. I'd have to get a whole bunch of old laptops here from the radio station or old monitors, sticky tape them together and just hope that our tech can make it into one giant screen.
You know what? If anyone could, our tech could.
100%. But I know that as kids get old, and whether it's an accident or whether it's during a tantrum or whatever, I would love to just hear stories about things that your kids have broken. Maybe it wasn't your kids. Maybe it was your niece or your nephew or, your friend's kids. Friends, and that's hard because then do you go, "Your son kind of broke my television."
Yeah.
What are we going to do? Like if my son broke someone's television, I don't know what I'd do.
Well, you'd have to buy a new one.
For real? Is that a law? Is that a law?
What do you mean?
Will the police come if I don't?
Well, I mean, if you don't ever want to speak to that person again, then probably not.
You're saying that's all I have to do to get you off my back? Invite you around and my son throw something at your
television.
I've
got my eye on a new Samsung if you could come around.
Laura from Warren Ponds. Was it your kids? What did they break?
Look, when I was young, my sister and I fought over a Punky Brewster doll and ripped that apart. But my kid, my eldest daughter, she broke a snow globe.
Oh, no.
And there was glitter and water everywhere, and there was a permanent ban on glitter after that.
Yeah, fair enough.
I think most households have that glitter ban because, that's something you clean up. What you think is once, but that remains for years.
Snow globes are the funnest thing until you realise that they are so precious and can break so easily.
Well, Laura, Merry Christmas to you, Laura. I'm all right. Jess, Stacey?
Stacey in Bell Park, your daughter broke not an object. She broke herself, didn't she?
Yes, jumping off the couch to her 14-month-old older sister, and she broke her leg.
She broke her sister's leg?
No, she broke her leg when she jumped and landed wrong on the ground to her sister going, "I'll catch you."
I'm guessing she didn't catch her then, Stacey, did she?
Well, she was underneath, and I heard something go snap, and I'm thinking, oh no, which one went snap?
Oh, God.
A leg.
She was too...
Oh, my goodness. Nah. And look, two-year-olds, I mean, Tim, you can attest to this. Your son's 1.5. They're notoriously, they sit still. They don't run around very much.
I don't know if you called it this, Stacey, but my son's in his yeeting era where he just yeets him. He wants to yeet himself off very high things. And unfortunately, all I got warned with by my mum, she was like, "Look, as long as you don't have a climber, you're fine." And I have a climber. So I think you and I are in the same boat there, Stace.
Oh, yes. She had her leg in a full cast and she was about a week afterwards, she still was running and jumping.
Oh.
Like nothing had happened.
She's that girl with two broken legs, two casts.
Poor little darling.
Kylie from Bell Post Hill. What did your kid break?
Hi. My son, I was at my mum and dad's and my brother was there with his mate. My 4-year-old son decided to grab my brother's mate's iPhone and throw it straight in the fish pond and broke it.
In the fish pond.
Yeah, no. Into the fish pond. Yep, so they could go have a swim with the fish.
Oh,
but yeah,
God.
Never worked after that.
Very different kind of godfather swimming with the fishies. That's expensive. Like, phones are.
Yeah. So did you have to buy a new phone for your brother's friend?
No, I did offer it, but they were family friends of ours, and they're like, oh, don't worry about it. These things happen. I felt so bad.
I would have been like, my BSB is 1, 2.
Kylie, that is, yeah, I think I'd be very happy with Kylie's situation where it's, yeah, oh, no, we will pay for it. You don't want us to? Fair enough. You said it.
What a shame. I'll never ask again.
Can I record that on my phone that still works and isn't in the river? Sounds like an absolute plan.
Jess and Tim. Oh, wait, sorry. It's Tim and Jess.
I just need to clarify something with you.
Mm-hmm.
You were telling me late last week that you signed up to a new gym.
Yep.
Near where you live.
Me and my husband, yeah.
And you've just told me a few stories lately, and I'm not sure you've signed up for a gym.
It's definitely a gym. It just has a lot of perks.
How many times have you been since you signed up late last week?
We only signed up on Friday.
Okay.
And so, no, we haven't. We're going again tonight, but we haven't been over the weekend.
Right. So can you explain why I might be a little bit confused? And why I'm asking?
Right.
Are you sure you signed up to a gym?
Because I said to you, this particular gym lets you bring someone along for free every time you go. So I said to you, hey, you've got to come to my new gym and try out the massage chairs.
Which is a totally normal thing to hear about.
But they're amazing. They're so good. And like me and my husband have been planning to go to the gym, but I think the only thing getting him over the line is that he knows that at the end of the workout, we can lay in these massage chairs.
Right.
They've also got like massage beds that are like hydro beds. So think of a water bed, but it's like hydro pressure.
So it's like...
You lay down and it just like... It massages your whole body all the way down.
Right.
With warm water.
You were saying they've like on Fridays they have pizza parties.
Yep.
And
they offer free spray tans once a week. They're also a gym.
Are you sure?
It's definitely there's treadmills.
Okay. So you went once. How long were you at the gym for?
We were there for about an hour.
Give me the split. Give me the honest split. How long were you on the massage chair compared to doing exercises?
It was about 50-50.
Right.
Yeah.
And would you say for the time you were exercising, how much of that was warm up and cool down compared to like in the
I would say like active workout, about 20 minutes.
Right. So currently, just on that scale, you have spent more time on the massage chair than actively working out at the gym.
I can't stress enough how good these chairs are.
Is it like the ones that you see at the shops? And you would put a coin in it. And you
So like you know, like even when like it wraps around your calves and it like locks you in, and it.
I'm not sure that this is a gym again.
So you sit down in the chair, and it's like a dentist chair, right? So like it'll start, and it will like it reclines, and so you're up high, and it's reclining, and then the whole thing starts.
Can you recline back to the microphone? Just lost you there for a little bit.
The whole thing starts to like do its thing and move up and down the body.
Right.
And then, it like gets right into your neck as well. It's a great gym.
I was going to say, so like the equipment, you haven't mentioned anything about the equipment yet.
The equipment's fine.
Yep.
It's all like state of the art stuff. You know, everything's there that you need from a gym. They've got weights and... treadmills
lift, put
and
down,
stuff.
Lift, put down.
It just so happens that at the end of each session, I can either get a spray tan or enjoy a nice relaxing massage. And I don't know what else you'd want from a gym, Tim.
I feel like this is more like a retirement village that has a gym facility. I feel like you've walked in and they've gone, yeah, we'll take them. I know they're young, but anyway, we'll take them on as a client.
I haven't been on a Friday night. Apparently Friday night they offered pizzas to the clients. So I'm looking forward to going on a Friday night.
Surely if that is true, you can't be eating a slice while on the massage chair at your gym. I feel like that's a no-go.
That's the dream. Are you kidding?
I'm not sure.
I hope so.
That's it. Again, pizza party sounds great. At the gym.
I even got a free t-shirt for signing up. No. It was great. So when are you coming to enjoy the massage chairs?
Of course I'm coming, but I'm not going to tell anyone I went to the gym because I'd be lying. Tim and Jess, the podcast. This is a conversation we've had multiple times on the show, but about the rules and kind of, I guess, what's okay, what's not okay.
I feel like some people take advantage of working from home situations a little bit more than others.
As someone... is doing the rounds online at the moment, especially in the lead up to Christmas time. A lot of their meetings, like they work, let's just say like a standard workplace,
mm-hmm.
you know, let's say it's an accounting firm.
Sure.
And
real
they,
corporate.
Yeah, corporate style. They work from home most of the week. They come in once or twice. And she said, hey, I will regularly take baths when I'm working from home. I'll have my, like, I'll be reading a book. I'll have my laptop off to the side, checking emails if they're coming through, whatever. I'll pop down to the shops, you know, if I need to. Pop down to the cafe while I'm on the clock. Works all fine. Works all good. This is totally okay because everything that's in my job description is getting done.
I mean, what's the difference if you're in the office and you pop down to the shops for, you know, 20 minutes than if you...
Well, I think you and like, don't apply that because I know you and I do that. And that's fine because this is not a real job. You know?
But I'm saying, like, you know, if you go into the office, chances are you're not chained to your desk nine till five.
When I had a desk job, I would have never just popped down to the shops for 20 minutes.
Really?
Unless it was on my lunch break. Like, that's the time that... But then if I'm going to the shop...
Right, me either.
Yeah, see, this is, that's how long it's been since you've had a real job that you just realise you can't just go, oh, I just might just leave the building.
Yeah.
Just go do something I need or I want to do. Yeah, you just can't, you can't.
I've always had jobs where I could just pop down for 15 minutes. Like, I just...
It's worrying that you're the decider of... You in a workplace? I really felt like you should be
bound. My husband has always said, like, I will never get a job in corporate.
Like, I imagine if you ever, like, go to another role, like, working in media or something, and you're just like, I'm just going to duck out. They'll be like, why?
I've got my emails with me. Relax, guys. It's fine.
I wanted to...
Mama needs a bath.
To discuss... if you're going home for a bath... But if you are at home, is it okay to, you know, go down to the supermarket? Is it okay to have a bath? 52232955. Give us a call. Are you allowed to do these things if you work from home?
Right.
Like, if you work for yourself, that does it. Like my wife, she works for herself, works from home.
Mm.
I don't apply those rules to her because she's her own boss.
Yeah.
So if she wants to have a bath while she's working, she's entitled to it, but she's not answering to anybody.
Mm. You know? My husband often has to remind me that he's working when he's working from home because I'll be like, can you just pop out and do this, this, this? And he's like, I'm... working right
doing
now.
Doing a job.
I know that I'm at home and I'm in the house.
And I'm not wearing shirt or pants, but I am at work right
now. But I am at work. Dave from Hamlin Heights. Dave, you have a pretty important job. You can't just pop down to the shops.
Let's not go too far. I never said it was an important job.
Fair enough.
Yeah, I work on site as like maintenance. And, if we've got a like doctor's appointment, it's just easier to take the whole day off because it's like an hour's travel to get sort of to the doctor's, and then you got your doctor, like you're gone for more, like you just take the day off.
But it sounds like you don't have any capacity to work from home though, Dave. So
absolutely not. No, I can't go welding around and fixing the plant from home.
Could you advise from home? Like, say, could you be on call to be like, oh, all the apprentice welders are in. You know, I'm at home today. I am working. Just call me if you need. Would you feel fine to, you know, have a bath, Dave? I can imagine you a man having a bath at home.
I would love a work from home gig. If anyone's got one, reach out.
Dave, not your platform. This is not LinkedIn.
But I wouldn't be getting dressed. I would just be... proper nude all day.
Selling yourself, Dave.
I'd have that fake thing on the Skype calls to say that I'm in an office, but I'm really not. I'd be in bed.
Honestly, Dave, the fact that you would be completely nude and a welder might be the worst combination of working from home.
That's if someone's got an office job for me.
All right, this is not your seek advertisement.
Office,
yeah,
nude
okay.
in the office.
All right, what's he welding with?
That concludes another thrilling edition of the Tim and Jess podcast.